Again, so we're holding Yevamos Daf Kuf Yud Gimel on the base. We're by two dots, three lines into the wide line. Says Daf is Kuf Yud Dalad. We're picking up from the two dots, right where the lines get wide. So we had said the Mishnah Berachah, the Tanakhama had said that a Cheresh cannot give his wife a get, whereas a Cheresh says can yes receive a get. Rabbi Chaimur asked, "What's the difference?" The Cheresh had the same din. Ask the Gemara. Ibayla. Rabbi Chaimur ish pshitle was a pashtet that a man cannot give his wife a get. He understands that part of the equation. Vish kamayla. His question was, "Why can a Cheresh's ish receive a get?" Was that his issue? It's the opposite. Ish pshitle. He understands that a Cheresh can receive the get, and his question was, "Ish kamayla. Why are you saying the man Cheresh cannot give a get?" Tashema says the Gemara, "Bring your raya." Midikamalei from the nusach of Rabbi Chaimur when he said. Sorry, from the nusach what the Chum said to Rebbech Menuri, "Ein edem ish hamagarish lisha meskereshes sheishu yaitzus retzainu shel retzainu." Because the woman goes out, you can't compare the man to the woman because the woman goes out willingly or unwillingly. Whereas ish edem aitzel retzainu, whereas the man only divorces willingly. So we see from the tone, from the lush they're using, shema mina ish kamali. They're focused on the ish. You can't compare the ish to the isha. Seems like Rebbech Menuri's issue was with the man, meaning he understood that the woman can receive a get. He was bothered that why can't the man give a get. Mar says, you can make a deal the other way as well. Adraba, Midikar Malay, Avzu Keitzaba, for the fact that they said to Rebbe Chaimur, they said, Avzu Keitzaba, this issue is like that too, meaning that she can get to get, she receives a get against her will. Sounds like his issue was with the Isha receiving a get. Shbamina Isha Kamalay, must be Rebbe Chaimur's issue was, how could Isha, who's a Chereshes, receive the get? So we have inferences from the answers from the Lush of the Chamim, both directions, whether Rebbe Chaimur is concerned, whether his issue was that the man, Cheresh, cannot give a get, or his issue was, why can a Chereshes accept a get, says the Gemara, Ella, Rebbe Chaimur, the Drain Kamalu. Rebbe Chaimur must have been talking to the Chamim according to the Chamim's Shita, meaning, Lidi D, Rebbe Chaimur held, according to himself, according to me, just like it's Pasha, a Cheresh cannot give a get, I agree with you on that. I would hold that Inisha Chereshes cannot accept to get either. Why? Why? Because she's not considered a baradas and she can't accept to get. El Nidhu, but according to you, that you're saying the Isha could accept to get Maishna Isha or Maishna Ish. Why is there a difference? Once you allow the Isha to accept to get, why would you allow the man to give a get as well? Armalay, I mean, according to me, it makes sense that none of them can do anything. But according to you, that the Isha can receive the get, why can't the man give it? On that, the Chum answer, Armalay, Anadem Ish Amigarish, Lisha Vesquash. You can't compare the man who's giving the get to the woman who's receiving the get. The man requires Das, and therefore it has to be willingly, and therefore he needs his. Not just his consent, it needs someone who is a bardas, whereas by the isha, since you don't need her consent, you don't need it to be a bardas. By the way, we just pointed out the other day, of course, that Rabbeinu Gershom, one of the tekanas he made was, besides for not marrying two women, he also made a tekana that you cannot divorce a woman unless she accepts it willingly. So even though our Gemara is saying that you can give her a get, about kercha, we make sure to give the get, based on Rabbeinu Gershom, dafka with her acceptance. Okay. Hey, Yidru Bechon, we send the Mishnah Bechon Megad to testify that a chereshes woman, Even if the marriage was deraisa, she could still receive a get and be divorced. Amar Rava, Meidusha Bechman Gadda. Amar, we can learn as follows. Amar Leidim, Ru Get Zeshen Nesim. A guy, a husband, says in front of Eidim, check out this get that I'm about to give to my wife. Vamar La Nesis to wife, Kinsi Shtar Chayvza. He doesn't say here's a get. He says to his wife, here is a Shtar Chayv. Here is a note of a loan. Here's a Shtar Chayv. So he gave her the paper was actually a get. He just mislabeled it. He gave a different name to it when he gave it to the wife. Harezu migreshes, the get is still chal. Meaning the idea of here was saying just like the chereshes doesn't necessarily have das and she can accept the get because it could be bakarcha. So too, if a regular husband gives his regular wife a get and just calls it a shtar chayv instead of a get, it also works. Even though she thought she's receiving a shtar chayv, it works. Says the Gemara, Mila Amar Rebbech Ben Gadda Leib Ben Daita. Don't we see from Rebbech Ben Gadda the statement that a Chereshes can accept the get? We see you don't need her das for her consent for the get. Hachanami Leib Ben Daita. You don't need her das, and therefore, even though he says Shachayv, therefore it's kasha. Says the Gemara, it's pasha. Chare Pshita. What was saying like from the Idusa of Rebbech Ben Gadda? We could derive this other din. It's the same exact din. Essentially, we're saying we don't need the consent of the woman. So what's the difference in our case with the Mishnah's case? What's the add of Kiddush? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what the Kiddush is. When the husband says, take the Shtar Chayv, that's a bittul of the get. I would have thought that when he says, take the Shtar Chayv, mevatle. He's being mevatle the get by calling it a balchoy. Maybe that's the problem over here, and that'll make it worse. Kamash balan. Therefore, the Rav is being mechadish to us. He eats the badle. If the husband's coming to mevatle the get, le edim havikam a little. Just like he told edim before that, Ru, see, this is a get. I'm about to give my wife, and then he goes and says, take the shtar chayv. If he's being mevatle, he would mevatle the get in front of the edim. But le amal edim, since he didn't make that declaration, so the edim le bidle vaymidi, he was not being mevatle the get. Yes, then why is he saying this weird statement? Why is he calling it a shtar chayv if it's a get? It's awkward. It's awkward. He's embarrassed to tell her, here's your get. It's not a very comfortable statement to be handing over his wife a divorce paper, having and your get. So he said, here's a shtar chayv. He just he misnamed it on purpose because he didn't want to suffer that awkwardness. But of course, but we'll say Baravada, it's still a kosher get and she's divorced. Okay. Now from here the rest of the whole to the end of the parent, basically. The Gemara is going to focus, I take it back, it's certainly the whole Amidav. The Gemara is going to focus on the idea of Katan Eichel Nevelis. I mean, we touched on it yesterday's year. We touched on a Gemara that was discussing whether or not the act of a Katan, the act of a Cheirish, is considered an act of a Cheirish, is considered an act or not. The guy be Truma, we want to be right from Truma, that the Cheirish takes Truma, the Truma is not Truma at all. And the Gemara wanted to say, no, maybe it is, but Katan Eichel Nevelis is not a problem. That was a svar of the Gemara throughout there, that if a katan is eating in Velav, as long as we didn't feed it, it's not an issue. So the Gemara is going to bring multiple rayas in that discussion. When a katan is doing an Avera, are we mechuyif to stop the katan? We're going to learn very clearly in this year, in the Gemara, that to go feed a katan is sir, be a dayan, we can't feed the katan. That we're going to see for sure later in the daf. But the debate's going to be, what about stopping from doing an isser if they're already doing it? Are we obligated to stop? Let's see. Says the Gemara, story time. Rabbi Zibari Bizna, Irkusule Maftachi Beis Medrash. That was much of the story. He lost the keys to Beis Medrash. Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna, he lost the keys to get to Beis Medrash, and it was Shabbos time. B'shus Rabbi Shabbatim. It was B'shus Rabbi, where the keys were lost. It was Shabbos. So now, even if he finds it, he can't carry it back to Shul. There's no way to open the doors to the Shul. Also, Kamei to Rav Das, Shai Kevin to Rav Das, Amar Lei, he told Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna, Zil Tab Kufi Tam Nalv, Zil Devar Tali Vitalia. Go bring young boys and girls to that place. Lailu Hassam, let them play there. Apparently, it's not a new thing. The kids love to play with the keys. Go bring the kids there. Let them play there. And if they find the keys, naturally, what they're going to do is they're just going to come bring it. That'll be their natural reaction. Is they'll come bring the keys to you, and then you'll have the keys. Now, Alma Kasavar, what do you see from here? That Rav Tas holds, Katan Echel Nevelis, Ein Bezim Mitzvah Lafrishay. A Katan who's eating Nevelis, Bezim Zan Mitzvah, to Mafresh them for the Nevela. Because the children, if they were bringing the keys, they'd be carrying a Shabbos. You're actually, in this case, you're actually hopeful that they'll find the keys and bring them. If there's an obligation to stop a katan from eating a nevela, for doing an isser, we should have to stop the katan from eating the keys. Must be holds that a katan is eating nevelas, we do not have to stop the katan. The first point out, the Chikur Levi points out, that the reason why this case was, I mean, it's a message haya, but the reason why it was dafka by maftiche, the keys of the Beis Medrash, is because over here they were bringing the kids there. They said, they didn't tell the kids to go carry the keys, but they brought the kids there hoping that there was kind of like a harama. They did like a trick that the kids would be there, hopefully find the keys and bring it. That you would only do, because again, we said you can't feed the kids this year, but bringing them there, that they should do it on their own, even that, we would only do if for the Tzerech Mitzvah, a bit of base medrash, that's a good enough reason to allow for that level of harama. But the Gemara's main, the Raya is, the main Raya of the Gemara is, let's take for granted, let's strip out that element. You only brought the kids there because it's Tzerech Mitzvah, fine. But now that the kids are there and bringing it on their own, Rav Padas is saying it's permissible. We see a katan eichel nevelos is mutter. We don't stop him. We I shouldn't say it's mutter, but we don't stop the katan from being eichel nevelos. This is actually a massive chakira in the achrenim. It's the same general chakira is brought down by a multiple achrenim. Chanan, the Ebenezer, a few others bring the same chakira that the what is the idea of a katan? Of a katan being mitzvah and mitzvahs, obviously it's more of an idea of chinuch pashtus. But what's the idea of a katan's mitzvahs? Meaning, is the pshat that a katan has an iser like everybody else? A katan is mitzvah. The dina tera applied a katan. Nevertheless, he's not a bar inchim. He's just not a bar inchim. He's not subject to the punishment of the iser. Or is the pshat that the katan is totally removed from the mitzvah b'chalal? It's not the pshat. He's just not a bar inchim. He's totally removed from the mitzvah b'chalal. So the chachamim want to say that's mamish our gemara shaylevia. The gemaras go back and forth now with more than half a dozen rayas, at least half a dozen rayas, whether or not bezin is mafresh a katan from an iser or not. We're going to bring a bunch of rayas. The studim are, if you hold that a katan has the iser, he just doesn't have an einish, so of course best is mafreshim, because the iser applies to gedalim and katanim. A katan is not a bar einshim, he doesn't get punished. Forget maybe the shemayim, maybe the adam, he won't get punished. But the iser is still there, and therefore best will be mitzvah to mafreshim. If you hold that katan is because it's not the pshat that there's no ancient. There's no mitzvah b'chal. Katan does have this mitzvah b'chal, and therefore bezna mitzvah b'afishay. Of course, the Rambam brings down in Machos Suras and Perek Zayin, famously Rambam brings that avad, even if we say bezna mitzvah b'afishay, his father is mitzvah l'afishay. Why? Because the father is a chiyav chinuch. The father is a chiyav mitzvah chinuch. The father certainly has to be mafresh son. We're talking about just this conversation is strictly about bezdin and others, but the father has a direct mitzvah of chinuch ritva. Agrees. Rashba argues. Rashba says in the context of our Gemara, it sounds like whether it's the father or whether it's bezdin will be the same din, and therefore we wouldn't say if you hold bezdin im mitzvah frishay, father also wouldn't be mitzvah frishay. And again, the Achrayim want to say that perhaps what the lamdas machlekes between the Rashba versus the Ritva Rambam lamdas machlekes is whether chinuch clearly is the inyan of chinuch, clearly is a mitzvah chinuch, could be mitzvah raisa, could be pashas drabanan, but. Clearly, the smach wants to be right from Chumash as Raisa, but clearly there's a mitzvah of chinuch. The shaila is, what is the mitzvah of chinuch? Is the mitzvah of chinuch only on positive commandments that you give the child a lulav and esrog? You give him mitzvahs, positive commandments to do, but not on lavim, and therefore our conversation could be sayim bez and sayim the father, because mitzvah of chinuch was never on isurim, and that would be clearly how Rash was learning, whereas Rambam and Ritva learning, no, mitzvah of chinuch is on all mitzvahs. It's to make the child ready. It's to make sure the child is, being trained to properly. It's only on a lower level because he's not bar mitzvah yet. But to make sure that he's familiar and keeping all of the mitzvahs, says, and therefore the father would certainly be mitzvah to stop him, even if Bezdin is not. That's the machlekes again, Rashba and versus Ritva and Rambam and the Hezber of the Achrayim. Okay, let's see inside a whole bunch of rias. Says Gemara now, Alma Katanech and Avelos. The fact that we allowed them to bring the children there to find the keys to. Bring you back to shul. We see katan echel veils imezim sunafri shay. Lema say, let's bring a raya. Let's bring a raya for the following raisa. Lema the matinik havli mafteyah havli chaisa. A person shouldn't say to a child on Shabbos, bring me my key, bring me a seal. Ela manicha teilish manicha zayrik. Rather, he allowed the child to pluck from a plant to throw something on Shabbos. He allows the child to do that, but he doesn't tell him to do it. Right? What do you see clearly? You don't stop the child from doing a nisr, but you don't tell him to do a nisr. I'm a baya, no, not a raya. Taylish metzah to raya that cut the eichel nevelos. You allow him, Bezdin doesn't stop him. Says Amar, no. I'm a baya, taylish metzah to say nakev, zorek bekamas rabbanon. That price could be talking about the rabbanons. Under rices, perhaps we stop the katan. We don't just turn a blind eye, we stop the katan. Under abundance, we allow him to continue, but under rices, perhaps we have to stop the katan. So we deflected this second raya to this idea that katan is eichel nevelos, ein bezim sil afishay. We deflected the raya. Tashima, another raya, there's a raya against Rav Pedas. Rav Pedas has taught us, a katan of eitz nevelos, you don't stop him. Via raya, he was enabling the children to bring the keys for the Beis Medrash on Shabbos, which are raya against Rav Pedas now. A guy comes, let's say there's a nebuch of fire in a yid's house. A guy comes to put out the fire. Ain't emelik kabbah, there's mishmi on Masechta Shabbos. You don't tell the guy to put out the fire. You can't direct him mitzvah to put out the fire. Amilakim. Just like he can't put out the fire himself, he can't tell the guy. Vatachabah, unless there's, of course, sakar sofash, that's the story. Vatachabah, but you also don't tell the guy not to put it out. You can't tell the guy to yes, put it out. You don't stop him from bringing it either. Mesha ain't shvas or light lamb, because it's not your job to make sure you watch the Shabbos. Obviously, so you don't tell him to do it, but you don't stop him. Katan of Alachabahis, but a katan comes to put out the fire. Amilay, Altachab, you gotta stop the katan. Because the katan's kimi Shabbos is incumbent on you. Pretty clear that you have to stop the katan from being mechal Shabbos. That means katan, who's being over nisir, bezdin is sir lafrisha. Pretty clear raya that bezdin has to stop him. Now go for das. Amar b'yechanan. No, Rabbi Yechanan says over the end of Mishnah and Shabbos by putting out the fire is based on das avav. The child's looking at his father. He sees what the father wants, so it's almost like the father's telling him to do it. That's a bigger problem. Meaning, if he did it totally on his own volition, on his own, we wouldn't stop him. But because of he's doing it for the father, therefore, it's a problem. What is the problem? Just because he's doing it for the father. The father still didn't tell him to do it. So someone would say that fits into the guideline of the father being machel, feeding him nevela. The father certainly can't feed the child nevela. So too, we'll see that later, in the drasha, so too over here, the father motioning with his eyes or making it clear to the child, and the child is picking up with the father, he should put out the fire. That's like the father feeding him, and that's going to be different. That's going to be us. There's other explanations as well, but that's the Rabbi Yechon deflects and says, really, we call it for us. Normally, Bezdin does not stop a child from being every nisr, but where the father is encouraging, so to speak, the child, he's doing all das of him, that's more of a problem. The Kavasa Gabichavi has more in a second. Let's go back to the case of in the Mishnah compared a guy to a child. We said by the guy, you don't Tell him to do it, but you don't have to stop him. One second, by the guy, if he's being, so to speak, encouraged, if he could see, read the eyes of the Baal Bayis and see this is what he wants, with that takani mutter, a guy who's acting on behalf of the yid is usher, only if he does it on his own. Gemara says, yeah. Whatever the guy is doing, he's doing on his own, meaning he's doing it for his own self-interest. We have an assumption that whenever a guy doesn't act, he wants to reward the Baal Bayis and give him later. He would do it even if the Baal Bayis isn't around. Yeah, he sees the Baal Bayis, he's with the Baal Bayis once, but he's not doing it because he wants to be Misharis, serve the Baal Bayis. He's doing it because he wants to get the present, the money, the reward the Baal Bayis is going to give him, and therefore that's considered a daita de nafshei. He's doing it for himself, and therefore it's permissible for the guy to put out the fire. So the Mar's deflection, or Bechlin's deflection of the Raya, less that the only reason why it's us, you have to stop the katan, perhaps, like according to Rav Pedas, would be he stopped the katan because the father, it was almost as if the father was instructing him to put out the fire. But if the katan taka was doing it fully on his own, we wouldn't have stopped the katan. That is how Rabbi Yechon deflects to on behalf of Rav Pedas. Now the Rav brings a raya to Rav Pedas. Tashima. Again, Rav Pedas held that Bez is not mitzvah to mafresh the katan who's eating nevelos. Tashima. Ben Chaver, child of a Chaver, so someone knows Alachas of Tumah V'Tahara, of Trumas Maestris, Shabragalelech Eitz Avi Imei Amaretz. This child of a Chaver went to go to his grandfather, his mother's father, who was in Amaretz. So Shaila is as follows. You have to be concerned that maybe the grandfather is going to feed the child, the grandchild, something which Trumas Maestris weren't probably taken yet. You don't have to be Chayshish. He goes there, no problem, you can eat the food there. Matz be other pears, if the Chaver then found the son bringing pears back from his grandfather's house, the chaver is not mechuyev to take it away. The chaver is not eating himself. He doesn't eat from his father-in-law's house. His father-in-law is amaretz, but he's not mechuyev to take away from the child. Now why? If the same way the chaver won't eat himself, why wouldn't he be mechuyev to take away from the child? L'cher, it's cut the nechel avelos. Teretz is, must be cut the nechel avelos. It's not a problem. And this l'cher is very stark, a riot to the Rajba. Remember, we had a mechuyev is Rajba versus Rambam, Perkei Zayin, Machasur, and Ritva. Rambam held that the whole discussion is about by Bezdin, but by a father, he's always mitzvah lafrishay. Here, in the conversation of whether Bezdin mitzvah lafrishay, we're being a raya from a case of a father, it's very clear, a father and a son, very clear raya. That's like the Rashba, that seems to fit better like the Rashba held, that if you hold ain't Bezdin mitzvah lafrishay, ain't av mitzvah lafrishay either, that would seem to be this Gemara's raya, fits better like the Rashba. Okay, says more Rabbi Bechon, not a raya anyway, but my Akilu. Rabbi Bechon says, no, not a raya to Rav Pedas. That what? That we're not mitzvah fishay. Over this, we went to Mike, Drabanan. But Mike, we had it really in this conversation right at the beginning. We said, when it comes to this Drabanan, over there, we're more makel, the Chiddush of Rav Pedas is even by Deraisa. By Drabanan, that everyone agrees with more makel, that's not, we don't have a riot to Rav Pedas. Now, if you're keeping track, in this most recent raya, there was a riot to Rav Pedas, and Rabbi Yechon deflected the raya by saying that it's Drabanan, B'dmai. In the Gemara before that, there was a riot against Rav Pedas by putting out the fire, that we stopped the katan from bringing out the fire, not like Rav Pedas. And Rav Pedas defended, no, because the katan was doing it with the katan with the das of the father, therefore it's a problem, but otherwise we wouldn't stop the katan, meaning he was defending Rav Pedas. Rav Pedas in one Gemara is defending Rav Pedas, in the next Gemara he's deflecting the riot Rav Pedas. Ask the Gemara. Elataima B'dmai. The reason why Rav Pedas is tightening up this Brisa is that because it's Demai, that's why the katan is able to continue to eat and the father doesn't stop him. Havadai, if it be vadai, non-gemeisered, if we vadai tevel produce, but lasuri, the father would have to take meiser and not let the child eat it. I have a Rabbi Yechon, meiser atas of him. Rabbi Yechon was the one that defended in the last price, he defended on behalf of Rav Pedas, that the reason why it's usher is only because the child is doing atas of him, otherwise it wouldn't be usher. So you see Rabbi Yechon seemingly subscribes to Rav Pedas' opinion, and here he's going not like that. Gemara says very simple. El Rebbechon speakim safta kai hachamavti kai hachamavti. Gemara says a very simple answer. Rebbechon didn't have a clear opinion on the matter. He didn't know for sure if we go like Rav Pedas or we don't go like Rav Pedas. So wherever we bring a raya, he brings a counter argument. He plays, for lack of a better word, devil's advocate. He brings a counter argument against that raya. Being a raya to Rav Pedas, he says no, not a raya. Being a raya against Rav Pedas, he says no, not a raya. But Rebbechon himself not clear where he stands himself. He wasn't sure himself in specific whether we go like Rav Pedas or not. Okay. Next raya. Tashima. Ben Chaver Kayin, Sharagalet Eitz Avi Imai. Again, the Ben Abraisa regarding a child of a Chaver, this time it's by Kahuna, he's a Kayin, who's ruggled to go to his grandfather, who also is a Kayin, meaning grandfather from the mother's side. Sharagalet Eitz Avi Imai, Kayin Amaretz, who's ruggled to go to his mother's father, who's a Kayin, who's Amaretz. In Chayshin, it's interesting, the Mark could have easily picked the same case that he's a Kayin, and his grandfather, his father's father was a Kayin, and his father's father wasn't so knowledgeable. It's interesting, it seems almost like back in the day, it was if the father's a chaver, it's almost guaranteed the grandfather's a chaver, because that's how they learn that messiah from generation, and therefore if there's going to be someone who's not a chaver in this equation, it'll be from the other side. It must be the mother's father. Okay, but the child, the grandson Kayan, went to his grandfather Kayan from the mother's side, and he's not a chaver, so he's not so clear. We're concerned about him with Tumma V'Tara, and particularly with Truma Tameo, which is a big issur. Says the Gemara, Ein Cheshish Shemichlan Truma Tameo. We're not Cheshish that the grandfather will feed him Truma Tameo. Must be the Paris if you find that the child brought back Paris from the grandfather's house. Ein Zakulay, the chaver doesn't take away from him. We allow him to keep eating it. The father's not going to eat it, but he allowed the child to keep eating it. What do you see again? Over there, the whole discussion was about Chuma Durabanan. Again, by Durabanans, we say with Takanam Mitzvah, even not Ikrav Pedas. Rav Pedas' Chiddush is even on Deraisas. You have no right to hear that even Deraisas, because perhaps over there, the whole conversation, the whole discussion, was in a case where the Chuma there would only be Durabanan. There's no Deraisa to Kachuma, and therefore, even those who argue Rav Pedas would agree. Tashema. Another raya, this is again the Mar's attempting raya for Rav Pedas, that we're not mitzvah to mafresh a katan from Isser. Yainik tinik mailach. A child can nurse, and he can continue to nurse from the following. Mavis chavim, from a guy is a wet nurse, or from a non kosher animal. Vein cheshin, yainik shekets. And we're not concerned about the child nursing in these ways as being a shekets, being disgusting, being an isser of shekets. But you cannot feed the child. This gets what we spoke about before. The Gemara is going to say it clear. Later, a drush of leisachilim. But you cannot feed the child. Shkatzim nevel strefus shachmasim. You can't take this isser and feed the child. But the child can nurse from mehemetmeya. But from all these things that we just said, he can't feed the child. This child is still able to nurse from them, from the non-Jewish woman. He's able to nurse vafilu b'shabbos, even on Shabbos. And Shabbos, it can be an issue of mefarik, like as we should see, of mefarik, of separating the milk from the body. Still, I feel b'Shabbos, he's able to nurse for gadol aser. In the case of a gadol, they explain, but they say gadol, by the way, the pashas doesn't mean mamish gadol, like pas bar mitzvah. The other way to say gadol means an older child who's not as desperate for the nursing. I feel gadol aser. Abishal says, Nayeg and Yinu, Shayenkim Behemah B'Yatayra B'Yamtiv. Abishal says, we were Nayeg, and the Mar is actually going to circle back to this after we finish the riots back and forth. Amar Fadas, we're going to circle back to the statement of Abishal. We were Nayeg to be Yainik from a Behemah Tayra Yamtiv. That on Yamtiv, not on Shabbos, but on Yantav, we are Yainik from, of course, a kosher only, from a kosher animal. Okay, we'll get back to that member of that statement of a child shortly. But what do you see? Ketani Mias, Ein Chay should be Yainik Shekets. We're not concerned about the child being Yainik from a Shekets, from an Isser. We see Katan Echel Neveil, so we don't stop. Answers the Gemara, simple terror. Over there, it's because it's a young child. We're worried about sakana. If it doesn't have proper sustenance, we're worried about sakana. Ask him one second. If it's a sakana, then why do you say gadol not? Yach gadol ami. A gadol also. Gadol again. Gadol doesn't mean gadol above a mitzvah. Gadol maybe saying means an older child. An older child also. If it's a sakana, the older child also. You shouldn't withhold from him this milk if he needs it to live. Gemara says, no, gadol by umdina. For an older child, you need umdina. You need to make an assessment. Does he really need this milk to live? Can we get by with other foods? You're not going to just right away let him go and eat. It's not kosher. Whereas by the child, the tinnik, we allow it to right away. Ask them, why not? Why is that? Katan ami lebay umdina. Don't you have to make an umdina? Don't you have to make an evaluation whether the katan immediately needs this milk? Why you let it feed him right away, even though it's isser, without making an evaluation? Gemara says, Amar Avuna Bar Yeshua, stam tinnik misukei tzachalav. Because a stam tinnik, if he doesn't get milk every couple hours like he needs, he's considered a b'sakana. So you don't really need a major umdina. If he needs the milk, as no other milk to have, you let him give him this milk, you don't need to make an umdina. Whereas as the child gets a little older, he already is not as weak, not as as desperate for this milk, and therefore also potentially feed him other foods, and therefore you have to make an umdana whether he really needs the milk or not before you feed him this non-kosher milk. Okay, so we had said in the middle of this raya that we brought up, again we're taking a break from our rayas to just analyze the brisa. We had said Abishol says on Yom Tiv we yainik from the Behemah Tayra. Abishol Emer noyginu yainik from Behemah Tayra b'yantiv. We're noyginu to be Yainik from Behemah Tayra on Yantiv. Hey, Kedam, what's the case? Even take a sakana. What's the case that they're nursing from these animals on Yantiv? If there's a sakana, afi b'Shabbos nami. A sakana, you can nurse even from Shabbos. Even on Shabbos. Feel like a sakana, feel like a vassar. And if there's no sakana, even on Yantiv, it should be asr. What's the issue again of nursing, of separating the milk? The issue of Khair is, we pointed out, Rashi brings it, the issue is mefarik. The issue of mefarik. The question is, Mefarik is a very nice isser, but if you, the Gemara is going to speak it out very clearly in the next line, that the isser is Mefarik. But the question is, which one of the 39 malachas is Mefarik? If you go through the list, it's zero. There's no malacha called Mefarik. There's no malacha called Mefarik at the 39 malachas. So there's a four-way machlekes under which category, maybe even more, Mefarik falls under. There's certainly many connections to many melachas, but which exact melacha Rashi in Shabbos says? It's the melacha of dush. Just dush, it's just like when you're winnowing, separating the kernels from the chaff a little bit, so too you're separating the milk from the body, it's melach of dush, that's mefarik. The Rashi brings over the yesh mefarshim, it's kaitzer. Separating the milk from its source is like separating the cutting the grain from the ground. It's kaitzer. Rabbi Natan brings that it's memachek. When you nurse, you're smoothing out the udder of the animal. Let's say in this case, we're talking about the nursing direct from the, forget about the shaktu, but the nursing direct from the udder of the animal, Bevetaira, when you nurse, the udder gets smoothed out. By smoothing out the udder, that's memachek. It's smoothing out. Others speak for a bit of time as well. That's issue of bayer. Mefarik is bayer. So there's many different discussion options. What the mefarik is okay, but we're saying now that there's a problem with mefarik, and we're asking manavshach if it's sakana to be mutter even a Shabbos. If it's not a sakana to be also even a yamtiv. Like tzricha dikat sara. We're talking about a case where there's sar for this cut. For this, let's talk about the case of this this cutin. This sar for the cutin because some mefarik lachiyad. And we're talking and Abishal holds that mefarik is this case of nursing is like a mefarik kalachar yad. So, when it's tsar, but it's drabbana because it's kalachar yad, are we going to be matter? It depends when. Shabbos. This is skila. Shabbos, when one is over a malacha, deraisa. This is a skila. So the rabbanon's gzeira remains intact. Even though it's kalachar yad, downgrades to rabbanon, the gzeira remains intact because rabbanon, yamtiv, isulav, yamtiv, where it's only, I don't say only, but it's no longer, there's no chiv mises bezdin. It's only a chiv lav. Over there, makam tsar, like gazbe rabbanon, the rabbanon were not geyser. Now, on this topic, famous idea on this topic of nursing, quickly, we've said it, spoken in the past, but you know, I know we're short on time, but it's good to quickly speak out. The Rabbi Chananel brings from the fact that the Brisa puts together nursing from a guy, nursing from a behemoth tmeya, that's usher to nurse a wet nurse as a guy. When a child, I mean, obviously, if it's a sakana, you do what you need, but short of a sakana, it's usher to go and get a wet nurse who's a guy. You have to, wet nurse has to be a, if mother's milk is only mutter for a yid, from another yid, not from a guy. Raj Barger says, what's the logic over there? Human milk, if it's mutter, it's mutter. If it's a guy, yid, should make a difference. Raj Barger says that milk from a guy is equally as mutter from milk of his yid. He actually means right from the Marvavai Dezer. The Marvavai Dezer discusses giving over one's child to a guyish wet nurse. Is there a chash that the guy may is nechshon al shvichas damim may murder the child? You see over there that the whole conversation there is about the guy being suspect to kill the child, but not being a problem of nursing from a guy. Rashba says avada you can nurse from a guy, same way you can nurse from a yid. Again, Rabbi Chananel says from Agamar, with lumps it together with Beim Tmeya, it would be usher. So the Rama, the Rashba himself brings that lemaisa says mitzvah chasidus to dafka nurse from a yid. Why is mitzvah chasidus? Because we find the famous medrash from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to nurse from all the geish nurses till they went and brought Yecheved, his actual real mother, right? And the medrash says, of course, because pesha asa davar mashkina, the mouth that was destined to speak to the Shechina, how could a nurse from a non-Jewish, from a non-Jewish woman? Therefore, Moshe had to nurse from a Jewish woman, namely from Yecheved. Fine. So Rashi writes, "Taka mitzvah chasidus." Even though you're allowed to nurse from a guy, it's mitzvah chasidus to nurse only from a yid. Ramah brings this lemaisa. Ramah brings lemaisa that wants to nurse from a yid. Ask Rabbi Yaakov, why is Ramah bringing lemaisa this din based on the medrash, based on the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu, who's pesha asal davar mashkina, couldn't nurse from a guy? Okay, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. But the rest of us are not pesha asal davar mashkina. We're not destined to speak to Hakadosh Baruch Hu the way Moshe Rabbeinu did. So for us, that concern is not a concern. So why is there a din that Ramah is bringing lemaisa that one should look after, try to find a wet nurse that's a yid dafka, as opposed to a guy? Says Rebecca Hamnetsky beautifully, that's the Yisrael of Chinuch. Every child has to be raised that this child could potentially be Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Yisrael of Chinuch. Therefore, even though, yeah, we know that 99.999% of people are not going to be Moshe Rabbeinu, but you still have to raise them as if they can be. You have to give them that opportunity, and therefore, you should try to look for a Jewish partners, if at all possible, to give them that opportunity to be Peh She'as Ladan Mashkina. Beautiful idea from Yaakov. Okay, Tashma, next Raya. Kol Nefesh, says the Torah, you shouldn't need these shkatzim because they're a shekets they're discussing. Now these creatures, the shkatzim masim already, this psukim already asked them. So this is really extra, it's a repetition, so to speak, a repetitive lav, to teach you a drasha. What do we darshan? Leisechilum. We darshan, don't cause them to be eaten. Laz of Maktanim. That comes to warn us, Gdel Maktanim, that what? That Gdelim are not allowed to have the Ktanim eat Isser. My lav, Damalu, Le Seichlu. Doesn't mean you have to stop them from eating, or right against her for dust. This means Bezdas to stop the Ktanim from eating. Lie! And this is the aside that we've been saying the whole daf, that even Rebbe agrees, to lay Lispulu be daim. You can't feed them with your own hands. You can't feed the Isser to the Ktanim. That you can't do. That's what Le Seichlu tells me. You can't feed it. But to stop him, that you don't have to do, according to Rebbe Das, you don't have to stop the Ktanim from eating the veils. Tashema. No, Again, it's a repetitive pasuk. It says many times, "You should not eat dam." What's that teach me? How's the ktanim? Again, a warning for the ktanim. The gedolim of the ktanim. My love. Again, same shakvataya. Damelu leseichlu. The gedolim have to stop the katan. Have to stop him. Don't eat the dam. Lie. The merit flex says no. List will die. The gadol cannot feed the katan. He can't go and feed the katan. Be a daim. He can't feed him the dam, but he doesn't have to stop him. Tashma. Emor of Marta. This is by the Parshas Emor, of course, by Tumas Kanim. We know Kanim and Al become Tame. So Emor of Marta, what was the teacher? Lazar Gedel Makatanim. The teacher says that not only do Kanim that are above Bar Mitzvah have to be Makbet on Tumah, the Gedelim have to make sure the Kanim are careful with Tumah. My love, Damalu Leitamu, isn't the case with the Kanim who are above Bar Mitzvah, say the Gedelim, sorry, say the Kanim, do not become Tame. It's a riot. Cut the Nechlevels. You have to stop them. Loi Gedel Tame B'daim. It just means that the adults shouldn't be Matama, the Kanim be a daim, just like shouldn't feed him the dam, feed him the Chela, feed him the Shkatz Ramasim. He shouldn't be metame adayim. So now we have three cases where we said that the gedolim can't feed the ketanim iser or can't make them tame, but they don't have to stop them. I mean, the question is, why do we need three cases to teach that you can't feed shkatzim or masim, you can't feed dam, and you can't make tame? V'sricha. Diash min shkatzim, if the Torah taught us the case of shkatzim, tapam veiz, I would say, because the iser of shkatzim is mashu. Unbelievable. Rash says, why? We handle the iser of eating sheketz is mashu. Kadasha. The share of Ketumas, like the share of Tumas Kadasha, so too, the share of Achilas Kadasha. Taisus Taptais jumps in and says, what do you mean? The share of Achilas by Shkatzim Masim is not Kadasha, it's Kazayas. Taisus Breit. Taisus says, but there is a case of Beria. If you have a tiny little bug or a tiny little Isser, that's a big problem why we're so worried about bugs in our food, because normally it's a bittel, but if it's a Beria, if it's a complete creature, then it's Usri, even a tiny amount. That's what Minovir Taisus says, Bamashu. Okay, fine. So if you tell me over there by Shkatzim and say, because they find this Bamashu, Avadam, we have to have revias. Maybe you would say that since the iser is only when you have revias, maybe it's not a schomer, and you could even feed the child the iser. If you have to by dam, take a karis. Dam, of course, is a chiv karis. Shkatzim rasm is only a lav. Maybe over there, there's no problem of feeding the child the iser. So you got to teach me in both those cases, there's a problem to feed the child the iser. Vyashminim, hani tarti. And if you told me by these two cases, I said, these are iserim to all of Klai Yisrael. Avatumma, by tumma, which is dafka by kahanim, emalai, maybe over there, we're not warned about the gedolim. Not shouldn't have to be warned about contaminating the ketanim. So they have kamash one that even by it's a tumah, which is only by ketanim, they're still warned. If you ask me the tumah, if you tell me the case of tumah, I would say ketanim shiny. I mean, go the other way, just tell us tumah. I would say ketanim shiny. You know, ketanim taka warned about being metame, even the children. You know why? Because kun in general is different from shudri by mitzvah series. They have lots of mitzvahs ketanim that everyone else doesn't have. Avahani, but legabe shkatzim, legabe dam. Maybe you could even feed the child this, or it's not a problem. Emalai tzricha. Therefore, we need to say all the cases that you can't feed the child dam, can't feed the child shkatzim muslim, and you can't be metame the child. Tashima. Back to our Shaila, back to Shaila about whether you have to stop a katan from doing an iser. Tashima. And here's why this all came up, because we have two, the last three rayas, the thing with Sheikah's right to the end of the parak, will be from our Mishnah. Raya number one. Shneachem echem pekech vechcharish. We said the Mishnah, if you have two brothers, one's a pekech, one's a cherish, they are starting shachos right now, so those who want to leave, I won't be insulted. So, shneachem echem pekech vechcharish, nesun shneachos, because I'm married to two sisters that are pekechas. Meis cherish ba pekechas. If the cherish married to pekechas, the husband's a cherish dies, his marriage is only rabbinic. So his wife falls ibam to his wife's sister's husband. Meis pekech ba pekechas, what should the pekech do? Nothing. Tates mishma chazisha, he goes to chazisha because he's married to her sister, and therefore the marriage to the current marriage is deresa. The yibam zik is only drabun. Of course, the achasisha derabanan will push aside. The achasisha puts aside the mitzvah of yibam. Certainly, when the yibam is only derabanan and the marriage deraisa. Meis pekach b'pekachas. What if it's the other way? Where the pekach marries pekachas dies, so she's falling to yibam and deraisa to the brother, to the cherish brother. Meis cherish b'pekachas. What should the cherish do? Meis cherish to beget. He has to divorce his wife because his wife, now that he's married to only rabbinically, is the sister of the woman he's up to. He's got to divorce her. Peshachav asulaylam. And his brother's wife is asulaylam because he can't do yibam to her, and she's achiz ishtai, and he can't give her chalitza because he's a cherish. Amai, why do we make him divorce his wife? Amai means his ishtai beget, he's a cherish. Teis v'gabei lem, stay married to his wife, katan echle beil su, for him it's just a katan in beil. Yeah, she's asr, because his wife's sister is zakatim, but he's a katan. Cherish not a bardas. He's like a katan, he's echle beil. Why do we make him get divorced? Sounds like we have to be mafresh for missing. Gemara says, no, there's an obvious taina. She's not a katan. Misha misur dida. She was bardas. His wife was bardas. Only he was a cheirish. The wife was bardas. For the wife, it was taka real iser, and therefore mafresh them out to the wife. It reminds me of the exact same right, the opposite way now. Tashima. The story with the story is flipped. In this case, it's the wife that's the chereshes and the husband that's the bardas. Shneachem pichin nesu shneachos. Two brothers pichin married to achos. Achos pichachos achos chereshes. One's pichach, one's chereshes. Meis pichach ba chereshes. The pichach married to chereshes dies. Meis pichach ba pichachos nothing. What's the pichach ba pichachos do? She's falling to yibam to a fully to a domestic marriage. with your sister is married to the husband, she's putter from Yibam because she's Akasisha, Tate Mishima Akasisha. Simple. Meis Pekeach Babkachas. But if the Pekeach married to Pekachas dies, so now you have a mitzvah of Yibam Dereis of falling to the Pekeach who's married to the Chereshes. Mayas Pekeach Babkachas, their marriage is only to Rabbanan. Meis Pekeach Babkachas, he's got to divorce his wife with a get, and he's a Pekeach, so he can give his wife, his brother's wife, Chalitza. If I might say Ish Pekeach again, why is he staying at his wife with a get? Tase Pekeach, let her stay married, let the Chereshes stay married to this Pekeach, because she's a katan, katan eich lebeil su. Answer is obvious. Mishum isir didei, because he's a pekeach. He can't stay married to the wife, to his wife, who's the sister of the woman he's up to. Therefore, he has to divorce her. Now we have a final raya. And this raya is going to talk about a case where they're both cheresh and karashas, and this will seemingly be a good raya. Amar Rav Tashma, shneachon ech cheresh vepekeach. If you have two brothers, one's a pekeach and one's a cheresh, married to nesu shneachon, two sisters, achas pekeachas vachas cheresh. One's a pekeach, one's a cheresh. So here you have a cheresh married to cheresh and a pekeach married to pekeachas. Meis cheresh b'cheresh. So the cheresh b'cheresh dies. Meis pekeach b'cheresh. Simple. Teis b'shem chasisha. She goes out because her sister's married deraisa to the brother-in-law. Therefore, she goes out as chasisha. Meis pekeach b'cheresh. But if pekeach b'cheresh dies, so the pekeach's wife falls to yibam to her brother-in-law's cheresh, married to her sister's cheresh who chereshes. Meis cheresh b'cheresh. Meis she to begin. He's got to divorce his wife. Feishesach b'sulam. And they should have a stuck shida soilam. Vahacha, lavisur didaika, lavisur didaika over here. There's no issue for him or her, meaning they're both cherish and chereshes, and still katani my sister began. We say they have to get divorced. Isn't this a raya that you cut the neichel nebelas pezim mitzuv lafrishay nalik refredas? Answers the Gemara, no, I'm Rosh Maya, gezerim shematarli vam leshug. If we say they can stay married, people are going to think they can stay married, and the sister-in-law, the Yavamo, Zakhtivam, is no longer Zakhtivam. She can go to the Shuk because she was Mata Zakhasisha. They're going to mistakenly think it was just a regular Ptah Rakhasisha and she's Mutla Shuk. Since it's going to lead to a mistake with the Yavama, therefore we make me a divorce, but not else being Mafreshtav from an Isser, and if we could defend Rafadas, Hadrin Lach, Cheresh, Mazdav, have a wonderful Rosh Chodesh. I'm sorry, I'm running to
record. Devin.